I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A new report out of UConn is raising concern about hospital-acquired infections from respirators. The paper looks at VAP, or ventilator-associated pneumonia. That's an infection acquired in a hospital after a patient is put on a respirator, which can increase length of stay, costs, and mortality. Some federal data suggests VAP infection rates are declining, but Mark Matursky, a doctor at UConn and lead author of the study, says they aren't.
What our study shows that, you know, is challenging some of the conventional wisdom is that the rates have not gone down. Our study suggests about 1 in 10 patients who was on a ventilator in an acute care hospital for more than 48 hours will develop that complication, and that rate looks like it's been fairly stable for, at least 10 years.
In his study, Matursky focused specifically on groups of VAP-diagnosed Medicare patients with certain pre-existing conditions from hundreds of different hospitals. He says VAP infections in already sick patients can be hard to diagnose, and that infection rates sent to the CDC by hospitals, not individual doctors, can be subject to varied reporting standards or possible bias.
Because you want to do well. You want to show that your rates are down. You know, you're in a hospital that's probably trying to do things to prevent this. And you want to believe that it's working and that the rates are going down.
Charles De La Cruz, a doctor at Yale who wasn't involved with the paper, says the study shows hospitals and ICUs need to do better.
It does raise the issue that we should not be confident that ventilator-associated pneumonia has been solved, because the notion that there's a decline in ventilator-associated pneumonia, I feel that there's been less of an attention to it.
Both doctors say they hope the paper raises awareness that more research is needed to understand how VAP infections are acquired and how they can be prevented. Matursky's work appears in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.